Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Kakadu Plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. Today's Maverick was one of the wealthiest women in Renaissance Europe. Born amid the violence of the Spanish Inquisition, she used her immense fortune to fight for her people, keeping her Jewish culture alive. Let's talk about Gracia Méndez Nasi. Gracia Méndez Nasi was born Beatriz de Luna in Portugal in 1510. Her parents were conversos, or new Christians, part of the forcible mass conversion of Portuguese Jews that had happened a decade earlier. But like many converso families, Beatrices secretly retained their Jewish culture and practices, so Beatrice was also given a Hebrew name, Hannah. In English, Hannah translates to grace. In Spanish, it translates to Gracia. In 1528, Beatrice married another converso, Francisco Méndez. Though Beatrice herself came from a rich family, Francisco, a trader of spices and gems, was even wealthier. He and Beatrice had one child, a daughter named Reina. In 1536, Francisco died, leaving Beatrice a 26-year-old widow with a 5-year-old daughter. Beatrice was also left half of Francisco's enormous fortune. Francisco's brother, Diogo, received the other half. That same year, the Inquisition was reinstated in Portugal. Conversos suspected of secretly practicing Judaism were investigated, exiled, jailed, and executed. Up until that point, Beatrice had managed to escape public scrutiny, thanks to her Catholic name and her immense wealth. But she was the daughter of refugees. Her parents had fled Spain amid pogroms. She knew how quickly and how violently the tides could turn. So Beatrice decided to leave Lisbon while she still could. She, her daughter Reina, and her sister Brianda settled in Antwerp, the capital of Flanders. Beatrice's brother-in-law, Diogo, had opened a trading office there with his half of Francisco's inheritance and expanded the family business into banking. In the 16th century, banking involved moving money across national borders and arranging bills of exchange. Beatrice quickly took to this work. She also established a secret network that ferried Jews out of Portugal on spice ships. With their money safe in bills of exchange, the refugees could start over in a new country. Diogo and Brianda, Beatrice's sister, soon married. The Méndez family thrived in Antwerp, establishing themselves as part of the cultural elite. But Flanders was still part of the Spanish Empire, where the Inquisition was ongoing. They lived in constant fear of discovery. 5 years after their move to Antwerp, Beatrice, Brianda, and Diogo decided to transfer their assets to a more tolerant country, where they could freely practice Judaism. But before the move could be made, Diogo died. Beatrice, already in possession of half of the family capital, was named administrator for Diogo's as well. She, alone, was now in control of one of the largest fortunes in Europe. But not everyone was okay with Beatrice's new power. Beatrice's sister, Brianda, resented not being in control of her husband's money. She and Beatrice entered into a years-long legal battle over the inheritance, while Beatrice continued to grow the family's banking and trade businesses. In 1536, a Catholic nobleman set his sights on Beatrice's daughter, Reina. Though the family was publicly Catholic, Beatrice worried they would be outed as practicing Jews. So Beatrice, Brianda, and their daughters fled the Mendez mansion, bringing with them only as many jewels and possessions as they could carry. The women reappeared in Venice with their identities as new Christians still intact. In 1549, the legal case between Beatrice and Brianda was finally settled. Beatrice moved to Ferrara in northern Italy and was welcomed by the region's ruling dynasty, the Este family. For the first time in her life, Beatrice could live openly as a Sephardic Jewish woman. She began going by Gracia and adopted the family name Nasi, Hebrew for prince. Beatrice, now Gracia, continued to help hundreds of Jews flee Portugal. She also financed Spanish translations of Hebrew books for those in the Converso community. In 1553, the Hebrew Bible was translated into Spanish. What became known as the Ferrara Bible was published in two editions, one for Christians and one for Jews. It was dedicated to Doña Gracia Nasi, the Very Magnificent Lady. Samuel Usque's poem, Consolation for the Tribulations of Israel, was also dedicated to Gracia, whom Usque called the heart of her people. In 1554, Gracia and her daughter Reina moved first to Venice and then to Istanbul. In Turkey, Gracia became a leader in the Jewish community. She funded synagogues and hospitals across the Ottoman Empire. She also continued building a vast trading empire, utilizing her own fleet of ships to carry spices, grain, and wool between Turkey and Italy. After a lifetime of hiding, Gracia was finally safe, both financially and culturally. But rather than enjoying the moment for herself, Gracia set about creating a similar sense of security for other Jews. She leased land in Tiberias, a town then under Ottoman control, and began rebuilding the area's abandoned homes. Gracia dreamed of creating a self-sufficient Jewish community, a community that would welcome Jewish refugees from across the world. And for a short while, she saw her dream succeed. Jewish settlement in the Galilee increased, and Tiberias briefly became a thriving Jewish city. Gracia's town is now regarded as one of the earliest attempts at a modern Zionist movement. Though a mansion was built in Tiberias in her honor, Gracia died at the age of 59 before she could occupy it. This episode of Encyclopedia Womanica is brought to you by Little Passports. Do you struggle to find toys for the little ones in your life that they'll think are cool but also educational? Bring education to life with Little Passports. Little Passports is a subscription box full of toys and games for children of all ages that educates and entertains. The Little Passports box is delivered right to your door every month, and each package contains exciting, hands-on learning for kids age 3 and up. Check out the Science Expeditions pack. It's full of cool experiments to try. You can even make your own slime. You could also get the USA Edition subscription and learn about what makes every state so great. There are boxes for different ages, so you get something right for your little one's learning level. For just $12.95 a month, there's so much to explore right from your home thanks to Little Passports. Just for our listeners, Little Passports is offering 15% off the price of any subscription. That means that your child could be flying rockets or looking through a microscope in no time. Use offer code ENCYCLOPEDIA at checkout for 15% off your order. That's ENCYCLOPEDIA, ENCYCLOPEDIA, at littlepassports.com. All May, we're talking about mavericks and legends. We're highlighting women who went against prescribed gender norms to make a name for themselves, for better or for worse. Tune in tomorrow to hear the story of another famous maverick or legend. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. And thanks to all the Womaniacs out there. To become a Womaniac yourself, go to glow.fm/womanica. That's glow.fm/WOMANNICA. Your support is so appreciated. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.